KMJ News Time, 7:49. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined live as we are each Monday, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
I guess we're getting into that time of year. It happens every year about this time. Retailers are looking to start hiring holiday help, but this year you say there may be even more jobs available.
Yeah, they're really trying to staff up for the holiday season, some hiring more people than ever before. And what it is they're taking a gamble. They're hiring more people in hopes of creating a better in-store experience, something to compete with the online retail sales. They desperately need to take their stand against that. Target is perhaps leading the trend. Nationally, they're looking to hire about 30% more personnel this year than last year. So that's a boost of 77,000 people last year to 100,000 this year. We spoke to a local manager of a Target who said they're really investing in specifically the areas of cosmetics, groceries, and apparel. Her store alone is going to be hiring about 175 extra people this year to stock shelves, man check stands, walk the aisles. Other retailers are getting into the act. The Williams-Sonoma kitchen goods stores are looking to recruit 4,000 new associates, and the first time they've ever actually accelerated their hiring during the holiday season. Michaels is also hiring about 15,000 extra people across the nation, and that's good news for, there's locations in Hanford, Visalia, Fresno, and Clovis with Michaels, so good news whenever there's extra jobs available. Target is even going the extra mile, boosting its minimum wage to $11 an hour effective this month. And they have plans to eventually reach $15 by the end of 2020. And as he said, they're just hoping to attract a higher level of talent, people who could provide a good customer service and kind of distinguish the store apart from just the convenience of, shopping online. Even this week, Target is hosting a national hiring event for Friday through Sunday. People could go in, get spot interviews, and possibly even get a job offer. So, yeah, that's a trend this year. The retailers are hiring.
Get in there and get your application in if you want to get some of that work this holiday season. Now, we want to talk about Fowler Packing, I'm sorry, and there's a new sheriff in town, huh?
Right. It's an iconic local business, and for more than 4 years, the four brothers, as they're called, Dennis, Ken, Randy, and Philip Parnagian, they've been running the show, and the business was founded by their father, so it's been around for about 60 years now. But they're making way for their kids. There's a new generation that is coming into leadership roles, which is exactly the sort of generational turnover. If you're a family business, if you're lucky, that's what you get. Justin Parnagian has been appointed CEO. Leland Parnagian is president. And they're the third generation of Parnagians to run the business. As I mentioned, it was founded by Sam Parnagian more than 60 years ago. He was a World War II vet and a real pioneer in the fresh fruit industry. He passed away in 1980, and that's when his sons took over. But now his sons, they're going to continue to serve as members of the board of directors. If your listeners aren't aware of Fowler Packing, they're really a pioneer in the Easy Peel Mandarin Citrus explosion. They were part of that. And they're also growing real estate that they own. They built the North Point Business Park, and that's here in Fresno near where Ulta and Amazon are building their distribution centers. So quite a diversified family business, and one that's primed for, even more generations of success.
Good information, Gabe. Nice talking to you each week. Thanks for all the great info, and have a great week, buddy.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tony. You too.